A few months ago, an online gaming company, Digital Addiction, said it was folding. This was bad enough for the company's employees, but the news struck sheer terror into the hearts of players of one of its most popular games, Sanctum, which pits two players against each other online. So seven of them decided to do something about it. They bought the game. One of them is Krister Fardig, a sophomore at Brown University, who joins us now. Hello, Krister Fardig. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, what did you and your fellow players do?
Well, our first course of action was to actually create a nonprofit. We just needed to figure out if we could legally do it and all the necessary work along those lines.
And I take it that the previous owners, Mr. Ham at Digital Addiction, was willing to go along with that.
Yeah, I mean, the game Sanctum is his baby. So even though the company would no longer exist, his game would live on. Mm-hmm. And that's what he cares about most. He cares about what he's created, and he cares about the players that enjoy his game.
Well, tell us about the game. I've never played this. How do you play Sanctum?
If you're at all familiar with Magic the Gathering, which some people in the listening audience might be, it basically combines casting spells that are take the form of cards in your possession with a board aspect and position control, sort of like chess.
Okay. Can you walk us through a game?
Yes. I can actually play a game right now. I'm logged in, and games tend to take between 15 minutes to half an hour, but I can give you the basic steps. First of all, you log into basically a big chat room, and that's where most of the interaction takes place when you're talking to people and challenging others and bragging about your playing skills and all that fun stuff. And you each have your castle. You and your opponent have your castle, and the goal of the game is to conquer the opponent's castle. When the game starts, you have your minions in your castle, and he has his minions in his. And you attempt to march across the board and conquer the sanctum of your opponent. Along the way, there's different terrain, and there's towns in the center. Each town gives you mana, which allows you to cast your spells, and it also gives you the ability to create more minions, which you will use to fight the enemy.
It sounds like a mystical chess game.
Yes.
And what would have happened if this game went away, if you hadn't been able to rescue it?
Truthfully, it's just a game. Life would have gone on. However, it's a very strong community, and I would have lost those friendships that basically exist solely within Sanctum.
Well, Krister Fardig, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Krister Fardig is Director of Marketing and Community of the nonprofit International Online Gaming Association, a company formed by Sanctum. He's also a sophomore at Brown University.